This is the Blue Hug Journal, where we talk honestly about caregiving, dignity, and the moments that matter. Today's piece, the bathroom is the most dangerous room in the house. Here's how to change that. Most home safety conversations start in the wrong room. People think about stair lifts, grab bars in hallways, ramps at the front door. And to be clear, these matter. But the bathroom is where the majority of home falls happen, where surfaces are wet, where footing is uncertain, where someone is often alone and already physically vulnerable. For aging adults and their caregivers, the bathroom is the room that deserves the most attention and frequently gets the least. Understanding why the bathroom is so dangerous is the first step toward making it safer. The combination of hard surfaces, water, limited space, and the physical demands of bathing, stepping over a tub edge, lowering onto a toilet, standing long enough to shower, creates an environment where even a small loss of balance carries serious consequences. A fall in the bathroom is rarely minor. And for older adults, the physical and psychological aftermath of a fall can reshape their entire relationship with independence. The good news is that most bathroom hazards are addressable without a full renovation. Non-slip mats inside and outside the shower or tub are a straightforward starting point, but placement matters as much as presence. A mat that bunches or slides creates its own hazard. Grab bars installed at the right height and in the right locations. Beside the toilet, inside the shower, at the tub entry, provide the kind of support that allows someone to move with confidence rather than caution. Shower seats and handheld shower heads reduce the physical demand of stretching to access the water stream, giving the care recipient more control and the caregiver more ability to assist without either person being in an awkward or unsafe position. And let's not sleep on lighting. It is an underestimated factor for many bathrooms, particularly in older homes, to be poorly lit in the areas that matter most. A nightlight at floor level for middle-of-the-night trips, brighter overhead lighting, and removing visual clutter from countertops and floors all contribute to a safer environment without requiring significant expense. The goal is not to transform the bathroom into a clinical space. It is to remove the barriers that turn a routine moment into a dangerous one, so that bathing remains something that happens with dignity and confidence rather than anxiety and risk. Before we close, we're leaving you with three questions worth sitting with. 1. When did you last walk through your bathroom with fresh eyes, looking at it the way someone with limited mobility would experience it? 2. Which single change in your bathroom environment would have the most immediate impact on safety and confidence? 3. How would addressing the physical barriers in your bathroom change the emotional experience of bathing for the person in your care? We're here for dignity, independence, and comfort. Share this with someone in the caregiving journey with you. You're not doing this alone. Bathe with us. We're the Blue Hug.